You're listening to The Real Short Box, a comic book podcast made for geeks by geeks.
Good morning, good evening, and good afternoon to all of you in the 24 time zones. Welcome to The Real Short Box.
The Real Short Box.
Audio. And let me quickly introduce you,
Mike. Audio now.
Yes.
I thought we were doing a video.
No, we're doing audio this time.
You made me dress up.
Yes, that's true. But this is fun.
Never wearing this thong again.
Let's hear from our co-hosts and co-conspirators first. Let me go to a man who is a handyman. He is known as Evan. How you doing, Evan, tonight?
Capable,
doing fantastic.
And then we go to a man who dropped bars like no other. A man who is a urban lyricist and poet. He is Big Sal. How are you, sir?
Swell.
You swollen, sir?
Yeah, my balls are swollen.
Whoa, come on, brother. Hold on a second. This is a PG-13
Kevin,
show.
Kevin. Can you take your hands off his balls?
I'm not doing that. Stop that. It's PG-13. PG-13.
That's not Kevin. That's Evan.
Yes, it is, Evan.
Golden hands.
And then we have a man, a family man, a man who's been married for many, many years, happily married with children and grandchildren. He is simply known as Showtime. How are you, sir?
What's up?
And then we go to a man.
Are we still going to men? Can we just start the podcast?
The final man.
Good Lord and gravy. Let's get this moving,
son. The top
10
most desirable man in California, known as the original Donald. How are you, sir?
I'm peachy.
That's good.
Smart. Yeah.
And of course, I am your supreme chancellor, brother Kevin.
We're going to talk about unknown superheroes. I'm just going to move this along. Unknown comic book characters. So let's get started with this. I have quite the list, but I'm going to ask you, Kevin, since you like to do the yippity app. I'm going to have you start this out. What's one of those unknown comic book characters that you know and love that maybe people out here in podcast land do not?
It is a
better
character.
Not be Phantom X. I'll tell you that much.
Why not?
We talked about that 35
we did?
Times already.
We did.
Is that who you're going to talk about? Are you serious?
Okay. I'll find somebody
right,
else.
No. Go quickly with Phantom X. Just make it short.
Okay. Phantom X is a mutant that's been around for probably no more than 20 years. He's a really cool character.
In the comic book world or in real life?
In a comic book world.
Okay.
Yes. He's in the X-Men world. He was in this comic book that I introduced him. It's called Uncanny X-Force.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool hypnotic illusions. He has like an external nervous system that's like a flying ship.
That's stupid as hell.
No, it's not.
Like, you just hit the ship, and then he's like, oh, I can't
move. Not exactly.
Well, I mean, it's an external nervous system. I would imagine you just hit the ship, and he's paralyzed.
Not necessarily.
So I just look for
a ship. He has two brains. More than two brains. He has multiple brains.
Well, every man has two brains. There's one up top and one down below. You know what I'm saying, Kevin?
Are you serious?
One's for thinking, one's for fun.
Yeah. Whoa, gentlemen, this is PG-13.
We didn't say anything.
What about the 9-year-olds who are listening to this right now?
Well,
you're the one giving out the information.
Yeah, I mean,
experience.
You should probably keep listening. I don't know. Just stop.
What would you say to the mothers who would be upset listening to such language?
You want to have fun?
Whoa!
Are you single?
You're a sick man. What about you, Big Sal? You have an unknown character.
Yeah, let's hear one of your unknowns.
So I was actually here and I picked up OMAC.
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 Mr. Kirby.
Yeah. When I was reading it, I swear it's like Guardians of the Galaxy, Sin City mashed together.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's very interesting. I like the story. I like the way that the comic was drawn. I still haven't finished it. I just started book 3. There's 4 of them, but it kind of reminds me of like, what's that lady that fell in love with Professor X? That you know her.
Taggart. Mora.
Yeah. So remember how she gets followed by Gladiator?
Yeah.
That protects her. That guy reminds me of Gladiator,
wait,
but like cyberpunk.
Lalandra.
Uh-huh.
So she our empress.
Know, the one that wanted the cripples, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hebrew hammer.
I see.
Yeah. But yeah, OMAC, if you don't know about it, I recommend you guys checking them out. It's actually a very good story. If you like dark cyberpunk, you know, Sin City kind of style, that's it right there.
Neat. I didn't know that. I haven't read it.
Yeah.
I'm familiar with the character.
And what about you, Mr. Evan? An unknown character.
Man. Well, I was surprised with this podcast, so I didn't have a long time to think about it.
It's true. It's true. He showed up. Sometimes we just pull people in.
It was improv.
Off the street. He was asking for change. He had a sign. And we said, sir, if you come in, we will give you a sandwich.
Like, well, hold on a second. You promised him $50.
He didn't know it was going to be a cock meat sandwich.
You promised him $50. Now, come on, again. But come on. Come on. PG-13. PG-13.
We're 12 years old.
Hey,
we're
12 years old. Don't forget, you're going to get a silver coin, bro.
Yeah, he's giving you a silver coin.
Yeah.
You can use that.
That's a Statue of Liberty on it, guy.
For more things. More food.
So, Justice Machine.
Justice Machine.
Oh, shit. That's a good one.
Mike Gustavich. I've discovered the Justice Machine in one of the back rooms.
Heroes. They gave you justice, son.
And it's one of those things where I found the whole run of the miniseries just sitting there for 50 cents a piece.
So I picked a good deal.
Read it.
50 cents.
And I really... really enjoyed it. And it prompted me to go back and find the rest of the series, which I did. I found most of it there. I hunted down a couple of stray issues and it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But it's neat.
Personally, I prefer the Elemental Sex specials, but you know, Justice Machine's just as good.
Those are great. And the Elementals have a really good tie-in with the Justice Machine.
Look at a lady, a green lady, humping a dolphin on the cover. You can't go wrong.
Sheesh.
And Fathom.
I'd read that.
Yeah.
The children can't be listening to this.
In that run at Comic-Con?
An Elementals? Fathom? Yeah.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
I don't know if that...
Is that her first appearance? I don't
know. Think of the children. Think of the children.
We should. We should think of the children. Speaking of children, what about you, Showtime?
Drawing a blank. I'm going to say... 3D Man.
3D Man.
Oh, there you go. 3D Man.
There you go.
He got hit with the radiation of a scroll, and he can only use it for 3 hours at a time. And he goes, no coma.
Okay.
That's 3D Man.
Oh, man. Isn't that a Marvel premiere issue or something?
Yeah, 35.
Yeah, there we go.
Marvel Dinner for 35.
Yeah, I own
basically
that.
Basically, it says 3D Man effective because his existence puts Hal, which is who he is, into a coma, and 3D Man can only operate for 3 hours at a time.
Or else he remains permanently in a coma. That's what it sounds
like. It's kind of like a shitty Hour Man.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, Hour Man, it was weird, because when Hour Man first came out in the Golden Age, it was for an hour he would have, like, super strength,
mm-hmm.
right? But then as it progressed along, Hour Man could then, like, travel through time, or, like, stop time. And that was with the Android version of
Hour and a Half Man.
Yeah.
By the way, did he have like a sidekick called Minuteman?
No, I don't think. But yeah, I think he had a sidekick. But I don't think it was Minuteman.
I get mines. They better get theirs.
Hold on a second, Sal. You told me you were a man of the cloth, and that you're waiting until marriage.
He interjected. Oh, the first Fathom was in the Witchblade Wizard Special.
Fathom.
Because okay. I own it.
Got it. That makes sense.
What's the guy?
Technically.
What's the character that's, I want to say it's an Image character. He's white and he has the like lightning bolt on his chest and has the sword that.
What?
Is.
Madman?
Madman. Okay. Isn't his sword also a hero in itself?
Yeah, man, I've never read.
I've never really read too many Mad Men's either.
It's a cool looking character though. Character, and I remember because they did that new.
He's a great looking character.
They did a new show, the new book not too long.
Donny Cates did, or something.
Where it was a girl
crossover,
huh?
Crossover, right?
Crossover.
Yeah.
Where basically all the superheroes came down, and they had to kill most of the superheroes, but the sword that Mad Men carries was what they could use to end whatever was going on.
Got it.
The sword itself.
That's a cool concept. Another really cool one that I like we should talk about costumes at some point.
Absolutely.
Because another one that I really liked was Nexus the Liberator.
Mm.
Mm. Or just Nexus.
Nexus had great covers.
Great covers.
Run.
Fire covers. Yeah, especially at Dark Horse. It did a really good job with that. So I really like Nexus just because He kind of looked like a weird Cyclops.
Did Ross do those, some of them?
I think so.
It was Ross-esque.
It was a character. I mean, everyone knows this character, but yet he wasn't like a huge character, but he's now starting to get more notoriety as Spider-Punk.
Yeah, that's true.
It's starting to become big. Like people are really starting to focus in the Spider-Punk.
Well, and, yeah, that's because the movie.
And I don't want to spoil it for everybody, but how the guy who was the Prowler becomes Spider-Punk.
Oh, that just, yeah, that spoils everything. Spoil for everybody.
Thanks.
Yeah.
You were going to go anyway, Eugene.
You're the man.
Yeah. No, I can't. Now we can't air this for another 3 or 4 weeks.
How do you know?
Okay, so one that I was kind of really, really, it was the costume that drew me in, but the cover, too, was the Heckler. Now, it was a Keith Giffen run that he did. I think it was only like 11 or 12 issues or something that he did.
Is it Giffen or Giffen?
I don't know.
Giffen.
I always said Giffen. I guess it could be Giffen. I don't know. But basically, Stu Mosley was a co-owner of Eats. It was a Skid Row diner in the ghetto section. Of course, a Skid Row diner would be in the ghetto section. That's redundant. Of Delta City. He fights the injustices and slightly goofy criminal element as the Heckler, armed only with his sarcastic wit and brightly colored costume. Here's the best part about this character, all right? So Stu was super awkward, like, in real life. But when he puts on the costume, he becomes more confident and silly and relaxed and stuff. Things don't bother him as much. He's very smart mouth. And he also has had a lengthy rap career as the rapper named Piss Trigger.
Are you serious?
No joke. Piss Trigger. Is the rapper name.
What?
Piss Trigger. Piss Trigger.
Why?
I don't know. Piss Trigger. I'll just keep saying it. It's the dumbest thing ever. But the character, he had like, it's like a brightly yellow, bright yellow costume. Most of his face is just his mouth. He's got these really small white, eyes. And then he's got like this brown over kind of a coloring over top, like sleeves almost, with just ha 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 written all over it. And that's it.
Brilliant.
That's the Heckler.
Never seen him again after that.
What's an obscure character, but yet gaining some traction?
Who?
Polka Dot Man.
Very true.
The Spot.
Polka Dot Man.
Polka Dot Man from DC. From Suicide Squad.
Like when you saw him, you're like, this fucking thing's stupid. Like, right. This dumb. Like he throws up fucking, polka dots. But then in the last movie, he was pretty fucking good.
Yeah, right.
And the guy who plays him does a pretty fucking, I think he's what really makes.
He is the best actor for that role. Yeah, for sure.
Like, boy, that was good. That was a great movie. Yeah. And way to take a. And Gunn has a very good knack for this, taking very obscure characters and making them relevant and important. In just that one movie, he made us care enough for that character that at the end, when things were not going well for him, we were all concerned, legitimately concerned. That's good storytelling, and that's the mark of a good character that just hasn't been explored well.
He made us care about a raccoon and a tree.
That's true. Yeah. Oh, man, that Guardians 3. Boy, that tugged at your heartstrings, man. Oh, yeah.
Hypocrite alert. Hypocrite alert.
Yeah. It's like a Tracy alert, but for hypocrite. What about you, Kevin? You got somebody else there?
He gave us his fucking.
Joke. Yeah, well, that doesn't count. Let's give him one more try.
How about this? I just discovered this one. Skate Man.
Oh, yeah. That's Neil Adams.
Yeah, Pacific Comics. But it's just the origin of the fella just sounds really funny to me. Story of a Billy Moon, aimless Vietnam veteran who becomes a roller derby star. But when he hits his friend Jack during a match, a wheel breaks and Jack snaps his neck and loses his life. Despondent, Moon becomes a traveling vagrant, but he learns what happened to Jack was no accident. It was a setup by a biker gang that also targeted his girlfriend Angel. Moon ties a colorful scarf on his head as a disguise and dons a pair of skates to take sweet revenge on the bikers who targeted his loved ones. That sounds really silly. That sounds silly.
Like a short film you need
make. I thought for sure you were going to say Blank Man.
No.
Well, it's not racist.
Well, that was a movie.
That's true. It was.
They did Handyman.
That's true.
Yeah. Meteor Man.
Fire Marshal Bill.
Meteor Man.
Will Smith play. What's it?
Hancock.
Hancock.
Yeah.
This is for the children.
Yeah.
For the children. That's can't say cock.
Yes.
Well, look, a cock is a chicken.
It's Nightman.
A cock's a chicken. A cock crows in the morning.
Chicken, that was a rare
and he
thing.
He chokes it at least once a week.
The amount of hubris, the amount of
you people, man.
Of,
you people. Like,
bravery.
You people.
Creators.
You people.
You people are yeah. going too far.
Yeah.
You people in your comments.
I play the fifth.
Right. Speaking of Nightman, by the way, if you guys haven't First checked Amendment. Out our podcast interview where we interviewed the creators of Malibu Comics, highly recommend it. You can find that on our Rumble Spoon Productions page. Kevin can tell you more about it right now.
Which one?
You see, he wasn't listening. He's talking through the whole goddamn thing.
Tell us about her.
I'm trying to plug an ad for another episode, and you're over here yammering on.
He was asking me a question.
Kevin, I want you to tell me, what's coming up on Monday, Kevin?
The Monday live stream.
Now, we won't know because right. we don't know when this is going to air.
Oh, good point. Good point.
It's spoiler galore
good point, good
in this
point.
Episode. Now I have to hold on to it.
Good point. Good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
Or else everybody will get mad at
what
us.
What should everyone do, Kevin?
They should subscribe.
And?
They should also leave a like. And they should tell their friends and family and even enemies. And also leave a comment.
You can also leave a comment.
Tell friends, family, and enemies.
And
yes.
This episode is sponsored by
Splattered Frog Brewing, based in that great Lone Star state of Texas.
And
also by Half's Hot Sauce.
How hot is the sauce?
How hot? It's so hot it might burn your tongue off if you put too much in your mouth.
Might burn your asshole.
And if they wanted to find us, where would they find us?
They'll find us on various YouTube. They'll find us on Spotify, Apple, Google, Stitcher, Spreaker.
If they can't find us,
then you reach out to us and we'll find a way to put it on any channel, any app.
Real quick, just here's another list of
our
really
platform of your choice.
Obscure characters. We've got the Mighty Samson. That was a character.
The Mighty Quinn.
The Human Flying Fish. Captain human Interrupter. Flying. Which I believe Kevin's playing tonight.
What about the bat?
Gore the Man Ape, the Piranha,
mm-hmm.
Black Cat.
Black Cat.
The original Black Cat, not the Felicia Hardy Black Cat. Mm-hmm. The Crimson Raider, whatever the hell that is. The Jaguar. Okay, has anybody ever seen the Jaguar's costume? It is ridiculous. He's got the little leopard print,
now,
like Jaguar
also,
print around
there's
it.
There's also Dracula from Dell Comics. Not the Tomb of Dracula, but the Dracula.
In Dracula, he's more like a James Bond kind of
character. Yeah,
the demon and angel from Timely Comics.
Yeah.
Mr. and Mrs. Bullet.
Mr. and Mrs. Bullet, yeah. And then later, the Bulleteers mm-hmm. or something like that. Adam Jaw. Lockjaw, I think, was another one. Before the dog, I think there was another Lockjaw or Iron Jaw, maybe.
Animal Vegetable Mineral Man?
Oh, yeah. Well, he's actually become more popular because
of
the Doom Patrol.
How about Senor Attaché Case?
That's a good one.
Come into your town Tuesday.
That's a good one.
This is when Oscar
shows up,
right?
Yeah, when he shows
up.
Yeah.
You don't care anymore, so did you give up your superhero-ness?
Apparently.
You've retired?
Yes.
How about the spirit or Zora the Caveman? Perhaps the werewolf, enemy of lightning. Yes, there was a character named Lightning.
Splinter, but not the Splinter we're thinking of.
Right. Enemy of Granny Gumshoe.
Hmm.
That's another one. Seaweed Queen.
Wow.
Kinks Mason.
Mm-mm.
I mean, these names are crazy. The Boogeyman. Satanus. Again, the spirit. Satan was a character. Yankee Boy.
And the Reefer King.
Reefer King.
Oh, shit.
Mr. Skeleton, which sounds cool as hell. Enemy of Minuteman, the one-man army. Minuteman. That could be your name.
He can only fight you. He can only fight you a minute at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Knight. That sounds like a cool one. Enemy of Mary Marvel. Enemy of Buzz Crandall is... Who?
Was this Lepus the Fiend?
Yeah, Lepus the Fiend. King Killer, Lepus. Uncle Sam. Uncle Sam was a character that would get his powers by the American spirit.
Oh, I thought it was through taxes.
So
that'd be something.
Through patriotism, whiskey, and bad decisions.
Give me your tax money, I get stronger.
Yeah. You get stronger through taxes.
Give me your tax money, I'm going to fuck you.
I think that's going to do us in here based on wow, that's a way to go.
And forgive us for this not being a PG-13 podcast.
Yes, but
we'll edit it.
So much for listening. Yes. Find us on all of our platforms. our podcast platforms, Spreaker, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all that stuff. And if we don't see you out and about anytime soon, perhaps we'll see you
at the bizarre, weird, and always fascinating comic book shop.
Bring your attaché case.
This has been The Real Short Box. We'll see you at the comic shop. Thanks for listening.